a peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing, and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Yo, next round is about to start. You ready?
Yeah, just shopping for a car in Carvana.
For real?
Yeah, Carvana makes it super convenient to shop whenever, wherever.
For real? That's a ton of car options.
Yep, and these are all within my price range.
For really real? You can afford that?
Yeah, with Carvana. And boom, just like that, I'm getting it delivered in a couple days.
For really, really real? You just bought a car.
For real, and you just lost. My turn.
Visit Carvana.com to shop for thousands of vehicles under $20,000.
Have a good time. Oh, yeah, by the way, tomorrow I won't be here. Friday I won't be here. Tomorrow I will be here on CBS Sports Radio starting at Zach's time, which I assume would be, what, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 Pacific? Yeah, so a little shifting around to end the week. But I'm here right now, damn it. It is a Wednesday. Every single Wednesday night, I bring you a new top six list. And by the time I get back on Monday, at least in this shift, the NFL Combine is going to be underway. The Underwear Olympics are going to take place in Indianapolis, Indiana. Who knew Indianapolis was going to be the center of the universe? One week, it's the NBA All-Star Game and weekend. And then the following week, it's the Underwear Olympics, where guys will be told that they're too fat, they're too short, they got 1 foot bigger than the other. They're going to hear all types of nonsense that will ultimately disqualify them, or at least knock them down a peg in the eyes of NFL evaluators. So in about 2 hours from now, I'm going to share with you a top six list that is going to include and take a look at the top prospects in the NFL draft for 2024. We know the names. We know the ones that are bandied about. We know the guys who are expected to make big moves and make big changes here in the NFL. And I'm going to share my list with you. We will do that 2 hours from now. Also, we have even more updates in the world of college football. Peter Futek is going to come through and join us, coming through from collegefootballnews.com. He's a partner with Sports Illustrated. We learned, and I think we already know this, the Big Ten and the SEC have pretty much taken over college football. They are going to continue to take over college football, not just geographically, not just by poaching schools, but also potentially with the college football playoff in a couple of years, potentially when it comes down to media rights, and there's even a possibility that they stage their own college football playoffs. So Peter Futek is going to come through and join us next hour to break it down. Unfortunately, Charles Barkley and Kevin Durant, I guess I could say they're at it again, maybe. Jason Tatum says that he's the best player, can be the best player in the NBA right now. Well, damn it, go out there and prove it. Everybody seems to have an idea as to where Russell Wilson is going to go ahead and play NFL football next season, including Chad Ochocinco Johnson. Major League Baseball players, they hate capital H, capital A, capital T, capital E. They hate their new uniforms. Antonio Pierce wants to level Patrick Mahomes. And then I guess we finally have an answer from Justin Fields on his social media activity. So we got a busy, busy evening, a busy afternoon. If you want to participate in any way, you can go ahead and call up. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you're on the internet, you can go ahead and holler there. I am at JR Sport Brief all over the place. Hey, Hickey, how you doing, man? You good?
JR, I'm doing good. You want to know how I'm doing good? Because I'm still following you on social media, and I'm still following CBS Sports Radio on social media. So all is good in my world.
Oh, none of that high school follow, not follow nonsense, right?
That's right. We are staying following, we're continuing to stay following because I like the show, and I like you.
Well, the feeling is mutual. And so that kind of rolls into what I just said about Justin Fields. And Justin Fields from right here in Atlanta, Georgia, at least the burbs of Atlanta, Georgia, not too far outside of the city. We've talked about this a lot yesterday. This has been talked about over the past several weeks, the past several months. You can talk about him being evaluated as the potential future starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears. This has been debated for more than a year. Justin Fields is 24 years old. Last year, you could pretty much say that he gets an incomplete after busting up his hand, playing behind a crap offensive line. Yes, they picked up DJ Moore, but we don't know who and what he is and who and what he can be. Everybody can wax poetic about his potential. We've gone down this road. And yesterday we shared with you that Justin Fields did what I think a lot of people do when they're in high school, maybe college. I think as you get older, it's even worse. Justin Fields unfollowed the Chicago Bears. Justin Fields unfollowed the NFL. And typically, when someone unfollows another person, they're done with them. They're through. The relationship is over, especially if this is somebody that you're dating. But Justin, he sat down with one of his teammates, Equanimeous St. Brown, Amon-Ra St. Brown from the Lions. Yes, if you couldn't tell, they're brothers. They also have a podcast. What else is new? The St. Brown Brothers podcast. And Justin Fields had some answers as to why he decided to unfollow the team that at least up until the season ended. They wrote his paycheck. Justin Fields, hey, why the hell did you unfollow the Chicago Bears?
Why do people take social media so serious?
But why are you unfollowing the Bears?
Like, I still mess with the Bears. This and that. I'm just trying to take a little break. I unfollow the Bears and the NFL, bro. I'm not just trying to have football on my timeline. Mm. Like, I know y'all mess with a girl, EQ, especially you. Just because you don't follow the girl on IG don't mean you're not messing with
her. That's true. You know? That's true. That's facts. That's facts.
Oh, so you're saying you mess with the Bears there's more now that you don't follow them.
Man, it's not even like that.
Okay.
It's something that I don't want to see in my timeline. I'm about to go on vacation. I don't want to see no football. And guess what?
Just get away. Get a little away for a little bit.
It's either keep Fields. We want Fields. See the draft, Caleb. So it's like, bro, man, I'm tired of hearing the talk. I just wanted to be over.
Okay. Hickey, is that accurate? Is that right?
You don't have. I don't know.
Like the part about what did he say? You don't follow the girl. That doesn't mean you're not interested. Is that right? I don't know.
I mean, yes and no. I feel like if you unfollow, you're trying to send a message of like, if you don't, you know, I'm assuming you unfollow the girl if she's not, you know, either returning interest in you or maybe messing around with someone else. Or you're trying to send a message. So I guess he's right in the sense that you could unfollow someone, but still rock with them, if you will. But you are definitely trying to send a message by unfollowing, and that's what Fields is doing, even if he wants to claim that he's still all good with the Bears.
This is wild, man. He opened up the statement saying, hey, I my timeline, I just don't want to look at no football, man. Well, don't they got a mute button? Can't you just mute the same way that you hit unfollow? You knew this was going to make a whole big old fuss. Why don't you just mute him? Like, is it really that difficult? You want to get away? And I'm sure he wants a resolution. I'm sure he wants to know about his future, but that's not the way things work with the NFL calendar. We know that yesterday, you know, teams could start slapping the franchise tag on players that they don't want to get away. We know next week the NFL Combine gets underway. All of these quarterbacks are going to be evaluated and picked apart for every little thing. And not just every little thing, they're going to get picked apart for every big thing as well. And then as we move forward, we're going to go towards the draft. And then we're really going to find out what happens with Justin Fields. And not that he needs advice from me, but if you don't want to hear about it and you don't want to see the Caleb versus Justin talk, just put the phone down completely. You should know that this is going to be in the air for the better part of a month, man. This has been talked about for months now already. So just suck it up and deal with it. I unfollowed them because I wanted a clean feed. I wanted my timeline clean. I don't want to think about football. I only want to think about where I'm going to be. Well, Justin Fields continued on, and he told everybody, by the way, I only want to play for the Bears.
Do you want to stay in Chicago or what's up?
Yeah, of course. Of course I want to stay. I can't see myself playing in another place, but if it was up to me, I would want to stay in Chicago. I love the city. The city's lit. The fans are, you know, they're great. Mm-hmm. And the people. It's a business. I ain't got no control over it. So whatever happens, happens. But I feel like the biggest thing with all this going on right now, I just want it to be over. Like, just let me know if I'm getting traded. Let me know if I'm staying. It's an act.
Yeah, well, welcome to the NFL, bro. You don't get what you want. You get what they give you, right? Unfortunately. Is he coming back here to Atlanta? I don't know. I mean, if I'm the Falcons, why do I want to give up assets to bring him in? And yeah, he could be the guy. He's also to a certain degree unproven. We've seen flashes, but he's unproven. The Falcons gonna do that? I'm not so sure. Justin Fields continued on in the podcast by saying, oh, yeah, if it happened, yeah, it'd be nice to play at home, all the weapons the Falcons have, but then I'd be at home. People would be blowing up my phone asking me for tickets. Yeah, going home isn't always the greatest thing in the professional ranks. I get it. You going to the Commanders? I don't think so. Nah. They got an opportunity to draft the young guy and not have to trade anything. Patriots? Raiders? Not so sure there either. Patriots are probably going to snatch up a brand new young quarterback. And I know we've certainly heard about the Steelers being an option. Justin Fields is going to get moved. We've gone through this. We've discussed this. Last night, people telling me that they should keep him around. They being the Chicago Bears should keep Justin Fields around, that they should draft him some offensive help. And then what? And just if he doesn't work, all you got to do is pay him and then wait to draft another quarterback. How do you know that there's going to be another quarterback that'll be better than Justin Fields? You don't. And you don't know what a prospect is going to do, but you certainly have an understanding if you're a talent evaluator about who has a higher ceiling. Who has a better physical skill set? Who was more developed in college versus maybe what Justin Fields was when he was at the Ohio State University? There's no such thing as an exact science. This is the NFL draft. I mean, we got a guy in Brock Purdy, and maybe people will give him a break next season. I guess he's going to have to go out there and throw another 30 touchdowns. We got a dude in Brock Purdy, drafted last in 2020, this man just helped take the 49ers to the Super Bowl. And so, yeah, you never know what the hell you're going to get out of the draft. But the fact of the matter is, there's a reason why, I don't know, somebody like Drake May is highly touted. There's a reason why people are looking at Jaden Daniels and going, oh, well, he just won a Heisman. What can he do for our team? I think everybody's seen enough of Justin Fields with the Chicago Bears, I think, to comfortably move on, because there's no guarantee what you're going to get. But his salary, his contract, his money would be. And then whatever he is on the back end, well, you're stuck. Bad idea, bad for business. I know Justin Fields doesn't want to hear it. Who doesn't want to know their destination? I'd love, well, maybe not. I guess that takes away the life experience. I'd love to know exactly what the hell I'm going to be doing in, I don't know, 5 years from now. But it doesn't work that way. So for Justin Fields to wait a month, hey, you don't want to hear about the NFL. You don't want to hear about the Chicago Bears. Here's some advice. Here's some JR wisdom. You're going on vacation. Just put the phone down completely. I don't know. Take a hint from Aaron Rodgers. Put the phone away. And you don't got to do no wacky drugs or lock yourself in a closet in Oregon. A little bit easier. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. for CBS. We got a top six coming in about 2 hours from now. Top six draft prospects in 2024. We got Pete Futek joining us next hour to talk college football and what the hell is going on with the Big Ten and the SEC. Charles Barkley and Kevin Durant at it again. Where does Russell Wilson go? Quite a few people think they have an inside hint as to where Russell Wilson will continue his career. And, you know, speaking of potential destinations for Justin Fields, I mentioned the Raiders, but it seems that Antonio Pierce looks like he has some ideas as to how he's already going to improve his team. And it doesn't involve him drafting a quarterback. It involves him destroying another one. I will explain on the other side of the break. Happy Wednesday to you, everybody out there listening. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing. One retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, should we start this show?
Yeah, I'm down. Just buying a car on Carvana first.
Ooh, for real?
Yeah, it's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do is answer a few questions.
Ooh, that's helpful.
And now just customizing my down and monthly payments.
Ooh, that's a very fair deal.
Yep. Boom. Just bought a car. And you get to take me to the Carvana vending machine in a couple days to pick it up.
Ooh.
I'm kind of busy.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I just do. How about that? And I appreciate you for listening. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. Right before we went to break, we talked about Justin Fields. There was this whole hubbub about how he unfollowed the Chicago Bears on social media. His response is, why do people take social media so serious? Where the hell has he been? I get it. He's only 24 years old. Why do people take social media so serious? Has he been around? Has he seen some of the crap that gets stirred up on social media? It might be media, socially, digitally, in a palm of your hand, but it has real life ramifications. What you say, what you do. You know, there was a guy, funny hair, orange complexion, who used social media to put out a lot of things. And the last time I looked, I think it had some real life, real world consequences. And social media is, it should be taken seriously. You know, it's not just all memes and DMs. Now, having said that, Justin Fields said, hey, I just wanted to take a break from the Bears, from the NFL, because I am going on vacation. And we know there are several teams that are going to be looking for a quarterback as the offseason continues. Whether or not they draft one, whether they trade one, whether they sign one, Justin Fields is likely to move on to, I don't know, the Steelers, the Falcons, the Patriots. We have no idea where Justin Fields is going to end up. And he certainly wants to know as well. One of these teams where he might end up is the Raiders. We know that last week, Jimmy Garoppolo suspended for drugs. Performance-enhancing drugs. To me, it sounds like marijuana, but I don't know. I'm just speculating. I could care less about speculation because I'm not one of these journalist people who have to sit down and write things. Now, having said that, if you're the Raiders, if you're Antonio Pierce, if you're the new head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, you just going to put all your faith in Aiden O'Connell to lead the way? You're going to believe in that dude to help turn the organization around? That sounds like a bad, bad idea. Also, if you happen to be the Raiders, you're not selecting high in the draft like Washington or New England. The Las Vegas Raiders are way back in the draft. And when I say way back, if you want a quarterback, at number 13 overall, they might have to trade for Justin Fields if they believe in him. If they don't think they have to give up a whole hell of a lot to bring him in. And so the Raiders have some quarterback questions. But now that we know Antonio Pierce is the full-time head coach of the Raiders, he has some thoughts on another quarterback in his division. Antonio Pierce sat down with Max Crosby, quarterback wrecker, on his podcast. And they got to thinking about the future, because let's be real, Antonio Pierce solidified the job for himself because the players wanted him around. The players wanted Antonio Pierce. There would have been even more of a mutiny if Antonio Pierce didn't get his shot. And so Mark Davis said, fine, okay. I don't need no beef. I don't need no problem with the players. It's all you. And so Antonio Pierce is doing the rounds. And in trying to reset and reestablish Raiders culture, Antonio Pierce targeted Patrick Mahomes. And what did he say? He basically said that we need to bully the living hell out of him. Listen to this.
You got the Jordan rules, and I'm calling now from now on, as long as I'm here, the Patrick Mahomes rules. Mm-hmm. So you remember when Jordan was going through it with the Pistons, all those guys in the 80s before he came, Michael Jordan, Air Jordan, the Pistons used to whoop his anytime he came to the home, elbows, yeah. Filling them, love taps. We touched them. We in the head, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. I'm touching you. So I show those guys Jordan getting his whooped.
Oh, well, I mean, if we have to look at the last game that they played on Christmas Day, the Raiders did beat the Kansas City Chiefs 20-14. Patrick Mahomes was knocked around. He was sacked four times. What a nice Christmas present for Patrick Mahomes. Now, having said that, as an overall, Patrick Mahomes in the Chiefs versus the Raiders, Mahomes is 10-2. In 12 games, yes, 10 plus 2 equals 12. In 12 games, Patrick Mahomes has thrown for 3,500 yards, 30 touchdowns, and 4 interceptions. Now, I've said this plenty of times. Patrick Mahomes is the boogeyman for opposing teams. Nobody wants to see this dude. Lamar Jackson just had to see him in the postseason, and Lamar Jackson said, I don't look forward to facing him. Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills can't get past Patrick Mahomes. The 49ers look at Patrick Mahomes. They don't want to see him either. How do the Raiders feel about Patrick Mahomes, knowing that he is 10-2 against them and has lit they ass up? Antonio Pierce, are you afraid of the boogeyman?
Like I told him, like, we're running back. We'll see them again. They got to see us. We got to see them.
Yeah.
And we already given a recipe of how to do it.
Oh, okay. All right. Do it on a consistent basis. You're behind the eight ball on this one, okay? You're behind the scorecard. Whatever else, whatever other cliche exists where you got some catching up to do, that's where the Raiders are. How about this? And I know a lot of Chiefs fans have really been able to kind of wallow in this. Kansas City Chiefs won a Super Bowl in Vegas on the Raiders' home field before the Raiders even got a playoff victory in Allegiant Stadium. A lot of Chiefs are happy about that. And I know there's some folks who look at the comments by Antonio Pierce and go, we got to rough them up like Michael Jordan did the Pistons. And let's be real, the 80s and 90s in basketball was much different than it is today. It was brutal. It was violent. You could put your hands on somebody on a defense. You could hand check. But the Pistons, the way they treated Jordan, they hit that man every time he went to the basket. Everybody got 6 fouls. Every guy on the team, every player has 6 fouls. Use them. We want Michael Jordan to be afraid to get into the lane. We don't want Michael Jordan to think that he could just do what he wants. And ultimately, Michael Jordan said, well, damn it, I got to get into the gym. Pistons beat the living hell out of him. Here's the difference. Patrick Mahomes has already been whooping your ass. You know, it's not like Patrick Mahomes has to go through the Raiders to get better. It's not like Patrick Mahomes has to go through the fire to get better. The Raiders and everybody else in the NFL. Doesn't matter. We could throw the Chargers in there as well. We could throw Denver. We would throw whoever we want. The fact of the matter is, y'all have to get through Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes does not have to go through you. And if you think what Antonio Pierce is saying is dirty and it's not football, you're roughing people up, it sounds violent. Well, football is a violent game. At least he can sack him and hit him on purpose. Hitting Michael Jordan is a foul. Sometimes it borderlined on being a criminal. It's the NFL. If Antonio Pierce wants to send out an abuse to Patrick Mahomes, then yeah, he should. I mean, they're trying to tackle the guy. Not trying to maim him and kill him, right? This isn't Bounty Gate. Antonio Pierce isn't trying to set up Patrick Mahomes for a game-ending, life-altering hit. He's trying to win a football game. Hickey, did you take issue with anything Antonio Pierce had to say about targeting Patrick Mahomes?
No, because, I mean, one, they did it. They backed it up on the field the last time they played. And two, I don't think he's wrong. Like, I think that's kind of the blueprint for any quarterback now, right? Hit him, make him uncomfortable, push him around. I mean, we kind of talked about that with Tom Brady for 20 years. Make him uncomfortable, and that's how you win. So I think it's not obvious per se, but I think it's, you know, the right way to do it. My only fear is if I was a Raiders fan was the last time the Raiders were crowing after they beat the Chiefs. Remember, John Gruden had the old buses circle the stadium?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
They got their ass whooped, what, like 5 or 6 straight times? And then, obviously, Gruden lost his job for other reasons outside of just getting beat by the Chiefs. But anyway, you better hope that, you know, that deja vu doesn't strike the Raiders again where you're in for another 3 or 4 years of just straight beatdowns.
Yeah, and you can worry about Patrick Mahomes. Who wouldn't? Work on your own quarterback, man. I know you got a couple of weeks, you got a couple of months to get that together. If the Raiders want to have any success, sure. Knocking around Patrick Mahomes will help if you can do it. But second of all, the Las Vegas Raiders are going to have success when you figure out who your next quarterback is going to be. I know Antonio Pierce, certainly a damn good linebacker when he played, a Super Bowl champion. Look, if he can bring one of those to the Raiders, iconic. He will be iconic. But the first thing that he needs, a quarterback, flat and simple. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Antonio Pierce, not afraid to speak his mind, not afraid to share his thoughts. How many folks are running around saying, oh, yeah, we're going to hit Patrick Mahomes. We're not afraid of Patrick Mahomes. How many people are saying that? Everybody knows it. You got to face this man all the time. He's been taking candy from a baby. Last night I told you about someone not afraid to speak his mind. It's Charles Barkley. He turned 61 yesterday. We discussed it here on the show. Well, this past Sunday, the man who has no shame in expressing himself, Charles Barkley had additional criticism for Kevin Durant. Tell me if you've heard this one before. He has a new criticism. And this time, Kevin Durant answered back on a podcast. Of course he did. Podcast for everybody. We're going to hear what Charles Barkley had to say about Kevin Durant. And then we're going to hear the response from Kevin Durant to Charles Barkley. I don't know. Maybe at this stage of his career, Kevin Durant is trying to maybe bill himself as a sympathetic figure. Who would have thought? 855-212-4CBS is the number if you want to call. That's 855-212-4CBS. You are locked into the JR Sport Brief Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Right before we went to break, we heard from Antonio Pierce, the new full-time head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, as he made it very clear on his player Max Crosby's podcast that we're going to be aiming for Patrick Mahomes. We want to treat Patrick Mahomes like the Detroit Pistons treated Michael Jordan back in the 80s and the early 90s. And we know that forced Michael Jordan to pump iron and get stronger and bigger and go to the gym and then start his three-peats in the 90s. And so, yeah, the difference is Patrick Mahomes has already been winning and Patrick Mahomes has already been beating the Raiders. And we know there needs to be an emphasis for the Raiders to find and identify a future quarterback, because Aiden O'Connell is not going to cut it. And then I told you that, you know, at least good on Antonio Pierce for speaking his mind. It's also a new world when you think about a head coach being interviewed by his own player on any media platform. I know podcasts did not exist 25 years ago. It's just wild to think that, yeah, a current coach sitting down with his own player, like those lines wouldn't even be crossed. But hey, it's a new world. Now, having said that, last night we talked about Charles Barkley. Never shy to express his opinion, his thoughts, and he's one of a kind. And one opinion that he has kind of steadfastly held on to is that Kevin Durant is not, quote unquote, the guy. That Kevin Durant isn't going to be the best, that Kevin Durant doesn't have the personality to go out there and lead a team. And let's remember this. Kevin Durant is one of the best offensive players that the NBA has ever seen. He is a two-time champion. He is a two-time finals MVP. That's playing next to Steph Curry. He's a former MVP. Kevin Durant has done it all. What is there for him to do besides, I don't know, pick up another championship? And he is still ridiculously efficient. Still one of the best at 35 years old. Right now, the Phoenix Suns, they're fifth in the Western Conference with a record of 33-22. Not too shabby when you think about all the competition in the West. Bradley Beal and Devin Booker are actually playing basketball games. And I'm shocked, right? They just added Thaddeus Young, too, by the way, the Phoenix Suns did. But this past Sunday, during the All-Star break, during the All-Star game, of which Kevin Durant went out there and made his 14th appearance, Charles Barkley was on True TV. He was with Draymond Green and Taylor Rooks. And Charles Barkley took the approach of, this guy Kevin Durant out there, he ain't no winner. Well, he's not a leader. And if the Phoenix Suns are going to win anything, Devin Booker is going to have to be the guy to kind of be the team leader, to be number one on the totem pole. Listen to Charles Barkley.
To me, it's got to be Booker. He's got to be your mental leader and your vocal leader to a certain degree. No disrespect to Kevin. Kevin's a follower. He's not a leader. He's proven that on all his stops. Booker's a hell of a player also. I think he's going to have to take the initiative and take this team to the next level because, man, Kevin's a hell of a player. I ain't never going to say anything bad about him, but I say the same thing with Boston. One of you guys has to step forward. He has to step forward And for me, for Phoenix to be successful, it has to be Booker.
How about it's going to be whoever's hot that day, right? I mean, Devin Booker is a spectacular player in his own right. Any given day, he might wake up. Every given night, he might wake up and say, "Here, here's 70 points. Do it with ease. Do it out of problem. Here's 70 points." Bradley Beal, not so much at this stage of his career, and certainly not playing next to the two of them. And Kevin Durant, he's not hunting shots. Kevin Durant is not trying to wake up and give you 70. He doesn't care. Kevin Durant will score. He'll give you 35 and 40, and he's not worried about 70. He just plays the game, and he makes it look so, so easy. He will pass. He will rebound. He will block. Kevin Durant can't catch a break. Called this guy a snake. Called him a front runner. Says Kevin Durant, yeah, he went to Golden State, and he did. And yes, certainly unusual making that ridiculous team, him and Curry and Draymond and Klay Thompson, everybody at their peak. It's nuts. And he was the best player on that team, but did they need him? No, they didn't. It wasn't a good look that they just eliminated his Oklahoma City Thunder and he went out there. Not a good look. Kevin Durant doesn't care. He just wants to play ball. Maybe as he gets older, maybe when he is older, he'll look back and go, maybe I shouldn't have did that. But he actually responded to Charles Barkley. Because, well, Kevin Durant, hey, Hickey, guess what? He has a podcast, did you know?
No idea. How about that?
Yeah, this is everybody. And Kevin Durant has had his for a while now, so I give him a break. He owns this platform, at least. It's called The Boardroom. Kevin Durant sat down with his agent and partner, Rich Kleiman, and he responded to the fact or the notion that Kevin Durant is a bad leader. Hey, Kevin, why do you think people call you a bad leader? Listen to this.
I'm not as charismatic as my peers. I don't have a personality that's like fit for TV. And a lot of those stories of what we talk about don't get spoken about in the media. You got to sell what you're doing as well. And I haven't sold it enough. I don't feel like I need to. I don't feel like I want people to call me a leader, but I also don't want people to say I'm not one either because they don't see what goes on behind the scenes or what I talk about or my intentions or the relationships that I built with my teammates and support staff. But when guys like that say that, I just got to chalk it up to them just not being aware, push a narrative for myself, expose the truth on how great of a leader I am. I don't feel like it's necessary. I just chalk it up to those guys not being aware of who I am.
And Kevin Durant is right. There are different ways to lead. And he's also accurate. Kevin Durant is chill. He's relaxed. I've never seen this man jumping out of his skin. I've never seen him looking to be the center of attention. As big of a basketball star that he is, typically you'll see him at events in the background, kind of just minding his damn business. There's a certain element of it that has to be appreciated. I mean, will he make his voice heard on social media? Will Kevin Durant wake up and, you know, tweet and respond to fans? Yeah, he will. But he's 100% correct. He just chills. He just wants to play basketball. He's living his life the way he wants to live it without bending over backwards to the pressure of, well, you got to stay with a team and you got to win a championship. And if that team sucks, then maybe later you can ask out. He's done what he wants to do. He's gone against the grain, and for that I appreciate. Before a competitive game, where it's dog-eat-dog and dog-eat-world, what he did was certainly unusual by joining up with the team that beat him. And that is something that's going to carry him throughout the course of his career. And unfortunately, people are going to pick him apart for that forever. Because it doesn't matter whether he played in Oklahoma City. It doesn't matter whether or not he went out and got the job done in Golden State. He's still one of the best offensive players ever. He just decided to ply his trade with the team that beat him. And yeah, it'll be held against him. But his talent is so immense that you can still have these conversations where, without a shadow of a doubt, he's one of the best basketball players ever. He certainly makes it easier. He's probably one of the smoothest basketball players I've ever seen in my life. There's just no erasing his legacy. It's just what it is. Now, Charles Barkley saying that he needs to be the leader, or Booker needs... I don't think so. I think it fits Booker's personality to be the agitator, to be the loudmouth, to be the guy cursing at Luka Doncic. That's not Kevin Durant. But that, I agree with Durant there. That doesn't mean that he's not a leader. 855-212-4CBS. Greg is calling from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Greg?
Hey, JR, Mr. Positive. Great topic with Durant. It's very nebulous as to one as a leader or a follower, and I totally concur with what you're saying. It's the idea that when they come up with the ball, LeBreezy James and Luka, you see them direct people on the court. I don't know, behind the scenes, maybe it might be a little bit different, but when you see LeBreezy, the GOAT, and you see Luka and a couple others, you see them going, go over there, go over there, go over here. What, you know, you see them direct with their hands and stuff. And I guess in that sense, like our sizzle dizzle, Mr. Hickey said, maybe he's a little bit passive-aggressive. That's how he articulates things. But I just sense that when I see LeBron, I see a true leader on the court in the sense that, yes, unequivocally, JR, Kevin is one of the top, you know, greatest offensive players, top 10 of all time. But when you talk about generalship, you see, you know, LeBron and Luka just going, you know, go there, go there. And I guess maybe I might be misconstruing what the articulation of Charles Badman.
Yeah, no, Kevin Durant is a great teammate. And thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. Kevin Durant doesn't care who's rolling. He knows what he's capable of doing, but he plays basketball in the confines of the game. Kevin Durant isn't someone out there who's just saying, oh, my God, I need to go out there. I need to run the show. I need to do this. Kevin Durant plays the game the right way. He doesn't take stupid shots. It's why his efficiency is through the roof. He is an excellent shooter. He sets people up. Just him being out on the basketball court and his decision-making, I think, is excellent. Hickey, there's something new that I learned. What the hell did Greg call? What did he call you? Rizzle, Dizzle? What did he say?
R Sizzle. R Sizzle is the nickname that he has created.
R Sizzle. Do you agree with that? Are you R Sizzle? What's going on here?
I've been called worse, so I like it. I don't mind it. You know, he's got LeBreezy for LeBron.
Right.
That's the only thing with JR, you know? It's tough to kind of make a nickname with.
A nickname?
With like R or ZY. JRZ? Jersey? Jersey, there you go. That could work.
No. No. Don't give that man any ideas. Being JR is fine. I mean, if he's calling you, what is it again? R who?
R Sizzle. Like R the grill, Sizzle. I'm assuming.
I'm not a fan of nicknames in sports. I'm not. The people throw around the nicknames like, I mean, for the athletes, people throw around the nicknames like, it's just too easy. Or am I doing too much?
I guess I'm trying to think of players that go by nicknames. If it's cool, I don't hate it. Here's my biggest thing. If it's natural, I'm for it. If it's like forced where the player wants you to kind of, for branding, be called by this, that's when I'm like, okay, that's weird. No.
Yeah. It's just weird in a general sense. Like, these are grown-ass men. And it's just like they got first and last names. We know their first and last names. What's Hollywood Brown's first name? Does anybody know?
That's a good one. Marquise.
Yeah, Marquise Hollywood Brown. What makes him Hollywood? He sucks.
I think he's from Hollywood, Florida, in all seriousness.
Oh, yeah, well, America knows Hollywood in Los Angeles. That Hollywood sucks. He's not a blockbuster. He's a flop. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk about another flop on the other side of the break. Can't wait to tell you who.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.